Welcome to the tail end of April. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we have a congressman in the thick of it, indicted on lots of fraud and tax charges right in the middle of a re-election on the Republican side. Will they lose a seat in New York? We have the owner of the Clippers after alleged racist comments to a young girlfriend could be booted from his organization. Is that even legal? The NBA decides on Tuesday what his fate will be. The world is reacting to this. Lois Lerner getting a little nervous. Do you recognize that name? IRS, give you a hint, tax exempt. She was in charge. The House set a vote on holding the ex-IRS official in contempt. Lerner's lawyer asks to address the House in a letter. So what's that all about? In the meantime, the biggest, saddest story going is these tornado winds that keep pumping out in Alabama and Mississippi. The fact that a tornado slammed into Mississippi and Alabama midday, killing 9 people on the heels of tornadoes that slammed into Arkansas and a handful of other states on Sunday night. So if you're keeping score, it's sad business here. These are just confirmed. 9 Alabama and Mississippi tornadoes moving across the southeast, eating everything in its wakes. Homes and businesses pushing down power lines. Awful, awful stuff. Deadly path or two that have led, sadly, to the loss of life. It's almost over. Thank goodness. That's the good news. No good news for Michael Grimm, the congressman indicted on fraud and tax charges, although he says he will prove that he is innocent. He pled not guilty. He says it's a witch hunt. He's a former FBI agent. He pled not guilty. After he was arrested earlier in the day, he was released on $400,000 bond. He was ordered to stay within the continental United States. He had to give up his passport and his gun by May 11th. He's indicted on 20 counts of fraud and other charges relating to a Manhattan restaurant he owned and operated. And he's accused by federal prosecutors of evading the IRS and making over $1 million in revenue. Poof! Just disappear. The U.S. attorney, Loretta Lynch, who pushed this, said Michael Grimm made the choice to go from upholding the law to breaking it, and in doing so, he turned his back on every oath he has ever taken. Grimm defended himself against what he says is a political witch hunt. He says he will prove that it's a political witch hunt. His attorneys wouldn't discuss the charges against him, but the congressman vowed to stay in office and continue running for re-election in the fall. Donald Sterling, as I already mentioned, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who doesn't have an opinion. Anybody who didn't know his name, they know his name today. He got on the phone and, summing it up, told a young girlfriend that she could sleep with black men, just don't bring them to the Clippers games or pose in any pictures with them. The controversy unfolds as the team is enjoying its best season ever, winning 57 games in the regular season in the first round of the playoffs, taking on the Golden State Warriors. They're tied at 2 apiece. It's the 31-year-old girlfriend that Donald Sterling said, please do not get in pictures or take them to the Clippers. Wow. Charles Barkley, who you catch during the playoffs on TNT, had plenty to say about Sterling. He shared his thoughts on ESPN. Take a listen.
Well, I think obviously you guys touched on some great points. I mean, it's been a crazy 48 hours. I think obviously he's got to be suspended short term for the rest of the playoffs. I think that's a no-brainer. And then I think the other owners, this is their call. Because I'm not all sure all the legal ramifications how they can. I think Adam has to suspend him as ceremonial number one, because I don't know what day-to-day operations that he's doing with the team. So you have to suspend him, even if it's ceremonial. And then I think the other owners, this is their call. They have to make a decision. And I think they got to make a very public decision, because you can't have a bunch of white guys who are rich, who make a lot of money on the sweat and tears of young black men, making a lot of money and not standing up for their players. It would really be disrespectful to the players if the owners did not come out and say something. Because, you know, I said something last night. Donald Sterling bought the Clippers for $15 million. They're worth $700 million now. So a lot of black men have put a lot of sweat, energy into making him, no matter how much money he has in his other ventures, to take a $15 million investment and make it up worth $700 million, a lot of black men have made that grow. So has all the other NBA owners. So they're the ones who got to come out. It just can't be black guys in the NBA appalled at these statements.
All right, so there's Barkley again on ESPN talking about the comments, and you heard him say there, it just can't be the black basketball players. That's what he said. It has to be the owners. It has to be other people. And I have a feeling many of them are being asked what they think as this leaves the as my words leave the microphone. I guarantee that there have been people that have been asked about it. When it started to pop up on TMZ and on the website Deadspin, they had five other minutes that wasn't, they said wasn't part of the other recording. When asked how they got the recordings, they said the girlfriend said she didn't release the recordings to TMZ, but they are legitimate for whatever that's worth. And it's shocking. I think it's shocking, and the timing couldn't be worse. So Adam Silver, who is the new commissioner of the NBA, has to make a decision on this. And could you really order him to sell the Clippers? He bought the team for $12 million in 81, and now it's worth $575 million. Could they do a lifetime suspension and a fine of $1 million? There's a lot of possibilities, but everybody's watching to see what Adam Silver, what move he's going to make. And is it the right move, or the one that they would like to see him do? Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, Flushing the Benjamins. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
ATN, how you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Be careful out there. They say about 75 million people are under threat of the storm because the storms aren't completely over yet. And the storms so far have claimed 29 lives. 29 lives. And boy, when you ask the question, how terrible are tornadoes? There's the answer. We can give you lots of numbers. Not from this time around, not just this time around, but other times as well. And it is one of those things that even if you know a tornado is coming, the strength of the tornado, how that tornado hits, all of that makes just such a huge difference. And when it's bearing down on you, do you have some place to go that is safe, that can withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds if need be? If need be. This is a feature that I'm very, very excited about because we talk about waste a lot on this show. We talk about it a lot when it comes to politics, but other things too. So it's called Flushing the Benjamins. Oh, me, oh, me, oh, me, oh, my. This is literally Flushing the Benjamins. In California, the cities there are going to start water waste patrols because they don't want to flush the Benjamins anymore. In Sacramento, they say they're losing thousands of gallons and hundreds of thousands of dollars as well in what would be billed water, you know, water bills. So they have water waste inspectors now that are roaming around in pickup trucks, and when they get a tip about people watering their lawn on prohibited days, they're out there trying to slap them with fines and a warning to not have it happen again. Because a lot of that has to do with the 45 water agencies throughout California, including Sacramento, are imposing and enforcing mandatory restrictions on water use because their supplies are running low. I mean, Sacramento is one of the few bigger agencies actively patrolling streets for violators and encouraging neighbors to report waste. Oh, can you imagine that? Your neighbor spying on you and calling to report that. They're trying to tell people not to hose down driveways, overwater lawns, fill swimming pools. And they're pretty gentle about it, but they say it's going to not be as gentle in the near future. And a good example of that is Visalia, a city of 120,000 people. They've hired a part-time worker for night patrols and reduced the number of warnings from 2 to 1 before issuing $100 fines. Oh, would that be the worst? You get busted watering your lawn and then you have to pony up the money on top of it. I think there'd be a few people that would be very, very upset about that. Very upset. Because they don't want to have to, you know, they're paying around again, and they don't want to have to do that. They don't want to have to do that. Okay, so let's move on to another one, Flushing the Benjamins. And there were so many, it was hard to pick some of them out. So I tried to make them some very serious and some perhaps a little more lighthearted. This is not lighthearted, the ferry sinking and the amount of Benjamins thrown out the window. Because at this point, it's just about recovery, recovery, recovery. Millions and millions and millions. The president of South Korea says, "I am losing sleep. There is no news about saving more lives. And because there are many families who don't know whether their loved ones are dead or alive still, I can't stomach it. To keep going down, they're talking about spending another $30 million plus to keep going down and looking in this ferry that sank April 16th on the southwest coast, and the number of dead now 205, another 97 are still missing. So with all the confusion and the anger, the good news is they're trying to get everyone they can off the ferry. So at least there's a body there. And I think that makes what a huge difference that makes for families to have a body to bury versus just when, you know, it's in your head, you know what happened. But if at all that's possible, that's the best solution. All right, Flushing the Benjamins, the Dallas Mavericks certainly did. They're in the playoffs. That series is now tied at 2 apiece. Portland, which was trailing Dallas in a big chunk of the game, came back 93-89, or San Antonio, 93-89, which shows the perseverance of the old men in the league. They definitely weren't flushing the Benjamins. The Mavericks could be flushing the Benjamins because the Spurs were able to outlast them. And now you've got that critical game coming up next. So how costly is it? Very costly. The lead is only good if you have it at the end. If you have it at the end, it's a lot better than if you don't. And if the Mavericks don't go to another round of the playoffs, this is the other part about being an owner, that can account to up to $20 million or maybe even more each round that you go, and especially with rabid fans, who will line up at crazy hours to get a crack at another round in the playoffs. So they're not season ticket holders. And that would be flushing the Benjamins, giving back a win that was an easy win that you have in your clutches. You can't be afraid to fail. You got to grab it. It's the only way. It's the only way to be able to do that. This is crazy, and it would definitely be considered flushing the Benjamins. You know, when you have to move stuff around, you need somebody big and strong and somebody who can shift furniture and everything else. They're saying that now humans have become weaklings compared to the ancient ancestors who could turn, who could outrun and outlift maybe even some of today's athletes. That's rough. If you think of the age difference there, that's rough. So that would be really flushing the Benjamins. But I guess that's what you would get. That's what you would have. You would be screaming at somebody to help you. So Mo Farah would have had some tough competition from ancient farmers living 3,700 years ago. Scientists claim if they were to cross paths, our ancestors would have been capable of outrunning some of the best and most talented, there's the key, athletes. Just because you're fast doesn't mean that you're the most talented athlete on the field. It depends on who the people are there and the makeup of the clubhouse. That's the most important thing, right? Is if we can want, if we want to compare, and compare despair, I guess is what they say, but it could be very, very costly. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. Coming up, we have much more as we boot it to the other side, and we take you up to the top of the hour, getting you even with what's going on. Be careful out there in those storms because there is the possibility of more tornadoes cropping up. And with the damage that just was done in 2 days, 29 people dead. 29 people dead. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair and all my eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I rise when I'm so far away.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Boy, a lot happening at the start of the week. Mother Nature, nasty stuff. Too many people losing their lives to these tornadoes. It brings up that whole thing about storm shelters again for some people, early warnings. A lot of these governors jumped in front of this thing, sent kids home early. That was good. And try to keep cars off the roads. And sure enough, boom, tornadoes did hit. It was the second part of really the storm system. First, the brunt of the storm bore down on Arkansas and Oklahoma. And there were several other states that got it. Kansas, parts of Kansas got it as well. But Alabama, Tennessee really hit hard. Alabama hit the worst by this. And people in Alabama know a lot about tornadoes because, again, it's an area that is a tornado alley. It still is different every single time. Even when you know, it still is different. And this storm, even though there were some warnings about it, surprised, I think, a lot of people. I'm not surprised that this is the subject of many of the emails I got during the day, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Joe in Mississippi. Kate, luckily I was not in the tornado area because I was deep in Jackson, but not too far from Jackson. A lot of people were hit by the tornadoes that suddenly appeared in the afternoon, there was a little bit of warning about what could happen. I do not think, though, you ever get used to the sirens, the warnings, that kind of thing, where you think all of a sudden it's going to pop up, and that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden it popped up, even though there was discussion about it. It's not, I don't think it's what we expected. And as I mentioned, we feel pretty fortunate. My wife and I have a storm shelter. Our kids are grown and out of the house. But we know that there's a lot of people that don't have that situation, especially some of those mobile home parks. They just get annihilated when a tornado comes through. And we know that there are other people who had no chance to hurry and take cover. So it was bad stuff of Monday afternoon in Mississippi. Certainly dark skies near us, too. But in Tupelo, they had some terrible damage, and it looks like a lot of people have flattened houses. Thanks for that. The governor, Bryant, had a press conference and talked about that there were seven people that were killed, and they're waiting on more confirmation to make sure there wasn't anybody else. And there was the problem is what he kind of mentioned there, Tupelo he touched on, but Lodi and also Yazoo City had tornadoes, too, and significant damage. So it was a couple of areas. And when we say damage, you know, it looks the same because it's such a wreck. Twisted cars, roofs torn off of houses, things scattered all over the place. But it's not about things. It's about people. Once you get through the people part of it, then it's pulling yourself together, figuring out what your next step is after your house has been leveled by a tornado or severely damaged anyway. There's a medical center in Mississippi, in Louisville, Mississippi, that had wind damage when two walls, the wind was so strong, it knocked down just two walls. Boom, that was it. And Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky all got the crazy, crazy winds and some spots hail and then the tornadoes and, man, it was just awful. In the Arkansas storms on Sunday, they're starting to name who was killed, and a father and two daughters were killed, were wiped out by that tornado, and that's rough. When you have a family that goes down, and that's exactly what happened there. Pretty grim. All right, let's take another one. This one from Jake in Texas. Jake says, "Hey, Kate, starting my weekly emails. First one out of the gate. It's crazy to see what's going on with the tornadoes. Our pals in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, really sad stuff. The amount of people that they're saying that could be dead in the end is past 20, but so far it's under 20. At this point, I totally feel their pain as I have been through tornadoes, and it is scary, and you're just not sure where it's going to hit. And sometimes you get tornado weary where you kind of blow it off, and I think a lot of people have that opinion because they don't think they're going to be hit by the tornadoes, and then lo and behold, that's exactly what happens. Well, that's that thing. That's what we're talking about, the hit or miss aspect of the tornado versus even the hurricane. You get so much more warning with the hurricane, and you just don't know. But I'll tell you what, you see the damage, and it is frightening. I mean, from high in the air, looking at some of these spots that were hit, it looks like a giant took their fist and just smashed the middle of a housing development or two. It's bad. That means they've got to clear that all out. People are going through things, and people are also dealing with their feelings about neighbors being killed and the shock of having a tornado rip through your hometown. And then the reality of getting the insurance stuff and digging through the debris to pick up whatever you can find and some pictures blown around and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just another reminder about being emergency prepared, whatever type of weather you may get in your area. Anymore, tornadoes aren't limited to what I call the tornado alley. But it is. It's definitely time for the go bag for everybody, and hopefully you never use it or you use it for something else. But if you ever have to quickly jump and get away, you've got some a change of clothes, you've got a few things with you, you have water, you have some food, and that is key. Because we see this over and over again. I had a friend who had a fire in his house, and he was pretty organized, but he wasn't emergency prepared. And he said, while they were trying to sort everything out, and of course the insurance paid for the hotel stay and whatnot, but it wasn't even about that. Well, what it was about is he had two little girls in school, and they were little, they're under 10, and he had to go and get things for them. They had to get clothes. So they're in the middle of trying to deal with this whole fire, the devastation of that, and then they're having to go get clothes and figure out the whole school thing. And no matter what the disaster, this is exactly what happens. It's exactly what happens, and it's rough. Okay, I'm taking the liberty to ad-lib along the way. Here's one from Roger who says, Kate, great job. I've been listening to the show. Really, really enjoy it. I think Donald Sterling's an idiot. It's too bad for the Clippers because who is hurt by this? The players and the fans. Now everybody has to react. Nobody wants to be there. Not really deep down. What is the NBA going to do about all this? I think they need to level, in your words, Donald Sterling. Well, his mentality at 81, the things that he said that we believe to be his voice, that have been played, I think that ship has definitely sailed. And the NBA has to come out hard with something. They have to at least come up with some kind of a suspension. They have to legally do that. They have to, you can't just arbitrarily do that. So they have to be able to make sure they're covered off or face an incredible lawsuit. He's going to be ejected. When Commissioner Adam Silver speaks to the media on Tuesday afternoon and they investigate the remarks that are attributed to Donald Sterling, I would have to think they would have to hit him with a very severe penalty. I can't see. I mean, you got to trust that the new commissioner on the job for less than 3 months is going to find the right penalty for a guy who's owned the Clippers, by the way, for almost 30 years. Wow. 30 years. Incredible. The timing of Sterling and this whole thing is awful. State Farm, Virgin America, just to name a few, CarMax have cut ties with the Clippers. Sponsorships are being dropped. There is a first round playoff going on between the Clippers and Golden State. And then this with Donald Sterling. This controversy that doesn't just get shoved aside. I mean, this isn't one of those kind of controversies you can say, oh yeah, we're all moving on. It's not that easy. It's got to be distracting, the hordes of media that are trying to cover it. So the NBA has a news conference 2:00 on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. Coming up with possible maybe punishment for Donald Sterling. I mean, could Silver order Sterling to sell the Clippers? He bought them for $12 million in 1981. It's now worth $575 to $700 million, according to Forbes magazine. A lifetime suspension, a fine of $1 million. There's a couple things that could probably happen here. Thanks for your emails. Stay with us.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, you can certainly do that. How grim it is for Congressman Grimm, who was looking good for the Republicans in the midterms, but turns out he's got some things that might stick to him, and he's got a lot of things to answer for. We'll see if he can shake it off with his charm. I think he's going to have to use more than that. And, of course, it's very sad what's happened with these tornadoes. I know I sound like a broken record if you've ever listened to America Tonight, and not for nothing, I never was emergency prepared my whole life until I was in an earthquake, a tornado, and a wicked hailstorm. And also a hurricane when I was a kid. I think I said that, hurricane and tornado. Hurricane, tornado, and I figured this out the other day. Now, me, when I say I was in it, I was in the areas where it happened, other than the hurricane where half of the house, like the dock part of a summer house, washed away, which was frightening. But the other parts, I felt the earthquake, but, you know, wasn't gobbled up by it and didn't realize what the aftershock thing was. And the tornado hit near the area where I was, so, you know, a mile or two away, and that was pretty scary. And I certainly have seen funnel clouds back when I worked for a place called NTV in Kearney, Nebraska. So emergency prepared is the key. Just a silly little bag with some stuff that you need to have in it. That will help you when you're trying to get away from something that's, whether it's a fire, a mudslide, something else, if you can get away from it, that will help you wherever it is that you land. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I see that bimbo shoot her stupid mouth off again.
Your friend Sarah Palin, are you talking about?
Yeah.
All this stuff going on is Sarah Palin. Are you kidding? Let's forget about Sarah Palin. What do you think about Donald Sterling?
Well, that's not very bad what she said, though. I think what he set up, that tape sounds like it fits pieces and stuff. He's very listening to it.
I think that that's just how he's been, and I think that with the specific things that he said, conservative or liberal, I don't think anyone agrees with letting him hang around. So is it going to be a suspension,
yeah,
a fine, ownership thing? I mean, you just can't have that. Look at the world we live in. Look at the whole thing with Paula Deen. Look at some other things that have happened. There's just no way,
yeah,
that this guy who's a billionaire, no matter what, it's not going to fly. Because the NBA is an association, and it might be about money and performance and everything else, but there has to be something that's going to happen here, and we'll see what they say on Tuesday afternoon.
He's the owner, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the owner. Yeah.
He's probably sanctioning. He gave him a 30-day sanction or something like that. He can't come to the games or something.
That's what I think. It seems like they would. I think they would fine him and give him some kind of a suspension, because how can you rip,
yeah,
the team away from him legally? How can they legally do that? You can't.
I don't think you can. I mean, just keep sanctioned, keep 30-day suspension.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to get a suspension and a huge fine.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
You're in Wichita Falls there, Texas.
Yeah, Wichita Falls.
Use their wastewater for drinking water. The drought.
Yeah. The Wichita Falls is where the Dallas Cowboys used to hold their summer camp for a year or two. And it's not too far from Fort Worth. It's not too far from the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the drought is so bad in so many places, and they have these things called zebra mussels that are making it worse in some of the lakes, that, you know, stage three is not unusual for a lot of the suburbs around Fort Worth or around Dallas or all of Texas.
Well, they said they're going to start recycling their wastewater.
Yep. Ugh. That just doesn't sound right, does it?
Don't sound right to me.
But doesn't sound right to me. There is a way to do that, but it doesn't sound good.
Don't worry about that oil pipeline coming down through Canada. I'll pipe that water down through there. Get that oil.
Yeah.
Or have the water still oil.
Yeah. Can you give us some fresh water? We need some water down here. We need some water down here in Texas so we don't have to recycle it from our bathrooms, if you know what I mean. That's crazy. Yeah, thanks for telling us that, Rick. Thanks for the call. The drought is serious, not just in Texas, but all over the Southwest and California. Our friends in California are in big trouble with that. You know, probably 10 years ago, somebody said to me, you want something to invest in? You want something to look at? What's the most obvious thing? Water. Water. And there's going to be water shortages. There already is water shortages in so many places. And that's why, you know, Rick saying that's not shocking, that they're talking about, what can they do? When when they don't have the resource, when they can't tap into it. And these lakes are just drained. It's the strangest thing to me. You drive over a bridge, and it's a big lake, and you look over, and what do you see? You see tree stumps sticking out and lots of dry patches where boats were used to go. You know, there's no boat lanes now. There's nothing but just brown and stumps. It's just absolutely crazy. You know, we're talking about the Donald Sterling thing for a second. People are already anticipating, well, who would you like to see buy the Clippers? I saw a poll somewhere about that. The Magic Johnson, the Magic Johnson Guggenheim group, these people that work together, just like what we saw with the Dodgers. But he's not out the door yet. What's really strange is, it's not strange that State Farm and Virgin America and CarMax and Red Bull and all kinds of sponsorships are pulling out, even if it's just temporarily. But what's really crazy is the timing. He was going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at an event next month to mark the 100th anniversary of the Los Angeles NAACP. But the organization said, yeah, that's not happening. He's not going to get that. He had been given a Lifetime Achievement Award from them back in 2009, so now that's not happening. That, you know, he was going to get it again. He's going to get another one, and that's not going to be awarded to him. It's really crazy, because in the meantime, too, there is a lawsuit going on. Donald Sterling's wife is involved in a lawsuit where she's against the girlfriend, who she said was having an affair with her husband. In the complaint, Rochelle Sterling accuses the woman of targeting extremely wealthy older men. The suit claims that Donald Sterling used the couple's money to buy her a Ferrari, two Bentleys, a Range Rover, and that she took possession of an almost $2 million duplex through fraud. Also that he gave her $250,000 in cash. Well, something happened because she must have burned him, Donald Sterling, because who turned over the tapes? Who turned over the audio to TMZ? Somebody had to do that. Somebody had to be able to do that. And if it wasn't her, like her attorney saying, well, you know what, the NSA tapped into the phones, makes absolutely no sense.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.